Hello and welcome to the third edition of Podcaster. In this fun-packed show, we have a quiz, an interview about our Victorian day, and the exciting first C Factor!
Yay!
Welcome to the C Factor. The C Factor is a competition where you email us to keep who you want, and that will be voted out every week until we have a winner. Who wins, you decide. This week it is a special Halloween edition. Our first contestant is Faith.
Yay!
Hi, Faith.
Hi, Laura.
Please, can you read us your poem now?
There's a knock on your door and a shout of trick or treat, when clearly on the door it states no trick or treat. Some random people come knock again, dressed in black but still dodgy and weird. There are knocks all night and a sudden scream fills the silence. Who could enjoy this ghostly darkness, apart from the sweets, maybe?
Thank you, Faith. Our next contestant is Mariam. Hi, Mariam.
Hello, Laura.
Can you read your poem?
There's a knock on your door. You carefully open it. There's no one there. You shut the door. Then it knocks again. You creep up to the door and open it again. There's a figure in the darkness as it steps into the light. His eyes are blood red. He's wearing a black coat. You don't have time to scream. It's Dracula. He lunges to you and sinks his fang into your neck. He drinks all your blood. You feel weak and die in agony.
Thank you, Mariam. Next we have Jack and Edward. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Laura.
Please, can you read your poem?
Okay.
Around the spooky darkness in the shed, out comes the devil to bite off my head.
In the dead of night, out comes a big fright.
Around the spooky darkness, spooky little demons jumping out at me.
Around the darkness, we come to your door and give you a fright if you don't give us more.
Thank you. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Please, can you read us your poem?
Okay. I was all alone in a big, big house, and suddenly I heard a knock on the door. I nervously peered through the keyhole. I saw a figure of a man. His eyes were sinister and empty. His hair hung down limply, as black as the shadows of a graveyard. His skin was pale, and his lips were the colour of blood. His teeth were long and sharp. I felt faint. I realised who this was. He was no longer a nightmare. It was Dracula.
Thank you, Jennifer. Our next contestant is Tori.
Halloween, Halloween, dressed in blue and green. Halloween, Halloween, scary fun. Halloween, Halloween, dressed in blue and green. Halloween, Halloween, a big loud scream.
Over to you, Fifi.
Tune in next week to hear the act which will be leaving the C Factor. Next week, our theme will be animals. Thank you for listening.
Hello and welcome to the second quiz for Podcaster. Our contestants are Gabriella, Molly and Charlotte. Our first question, what is the name of Ashley Cole's wife? Molly.
Is it Cheryl?
Yeah. Two, what's 9 times 40? Gabriella.
3,600.
Who plays the part of Fiona in Shrek 2?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Okay. Who played the role of Harry Potter in the Philosopher's Stone?
Gabriella.
Daniel Radcliffe.
What is the second name of the man in the most recent Doctor Who? Charlotte.
Tennant.
How many days in a year? Gabriella.
365.
Who wrote the book of Winnie the Pooh? And the winner is Gabriella!
Yes!
Well done!
Now we have an interview about the Victorian Day we had, where we dressed up as Victorians, watched a small play, and contributed to some activities which were all about the play.
Now we go over to William, who is going to interview Jake and Robin. Over to you, William.
Did you enjoy dressing up as a Victorian?
Yes, it was fun and I'd like to do it again.
What did you enjoy?
Everything, but I especially liked the activities.
Would you like to do it again?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, definitely as well.
Hello and welcome to the second reverse sentence. The answer for last week's was, Topalia School needs our help. Our new one is, Afis, good luck.
Thank you once again for tuning in and remember to listen to the fourth episode of Podcaster where you decide who gets voted off the C Factor. Join us next time for more quizzes, interviews, a reverse sentence and updates from the school. If you didn't catch the school email address last time, here it is again, podcaster@caster.peterborough.sch.uk, or look at our school website at www.casterschool.com. Thank you for listening from Fifi, Lola and William.